As we meet once again here on a Monday, we've got another packed out call. We're excited to have you guys here. We've been doing this call now for a year, open to the general public, and we're just very excited about what you guys have done with this call, how you've grown your businesses and how you've taken them to the next level. I'm actually calling you from a lake here in California. I escaped the family for 3 days to plan for Dynasty, which is coming up in November. And I've been doing just a ton of research and lots of praying and really developing the foundation based on all the coaching that we've done, all the different leaders that we've worked with, and really what the needs are of you and how we can really serve you to take your business to the very next level. I'm very excited about the direction of what Dynasty is going to be. Unfortunately, you must be able to attend a First Steps to Success in order to be able to qualify for creating a Dynasty. And that, again, we have our last chance for that, Salt Lake City, Utah, October 16th and 17th. And, by the way, Utah is in the house tonight. I don't know if you noticed, but they kind of dominated the intros today, which is pretty exciting. And that's where we're going to be headed, and that's a very powerful group that's out there that really dominated the seminar in Los Angeles with tons of excitement. In fact, Kathy Humphrey and George from Utah, you guys please call Marla Fairfield right now because we were going to interview you guys at the end of our call tonight. That phone number is 916-985-4229. 916-985-4229. Kathy Humphrey or George from Utah, please, and I mean both of you, please give her a call. She left you a message about 20 minutes ago. You guys obviously were unable to connect. So give her a call. She's going to patch you into our line so that we can have you guys talk about what you're doing and how you're doing it. So for those of you that are hearing me for the very first time tonight, my name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in this industry, I was just an uneducated 19-year-old female who was scared to death to even think about starting and going into business for myself. I grew up with a dad who was a drug addict and very abusive in every way imaginable. I believed what he said, and that was that I would be fat, ugly, good for nothing, never can do anything right, so why even try? And that's kind of the way that I was when I first heard about the industry. It took me 2 months to actually find that application to get started in business for myself. 6 months of absolute failure, finally woke up and realized that I must be doing something wrong because everyone else is signing up with other people, but they're not signing up with me. And they wouldn't buy my product, and they wouldn't get started in my business, so I knew I had to be doing something wrong. So I found somebody that was willing to teach me. He gave me 4 guidelines that I needed to live under. If I didn't obey all 4 of those things, he would not work with me. And those 4 things were very formative for the rest of my life. Honestly, all 4 of those things I have chosen to live by, I feel like God gave me those 4 very wise statements that he gave me that really have carried me into my parenting as well as a businesswoman. And so, after the 4th one, which I'll go into tonight, he said that I needed to go to a training seminar, otherwise he wouldn't work with me. And he had been in the business long enough to know. He was making now 15 grand a month. He'd only been in for 6 months. He was only 4 years older than myself. And he'd worked with enough people to know that if people didn't go to that training seminar, they didn't have a prayer. They didn't have a chance to go into great heights anyway. Yeah, they could make a few extra $100 or maybe even a few thousand. But as far as going and actually becoming something great in the business and going and actually becoming a professional, he knew that if they didn't go to that seminar, they would not go to the heights that they could if they hadn't gone. And so he told me if I didn't go, he would not work with me. And I knew if he didn't work with me, my career was over. So I found $1,500. That was the cost that it was going to take to attend this thing between airfare and accommodations and food and all that stuff, and the price of the seminar itself. And I went, came out of that seminar, and in 8 days made $4,000. It's a lot of money after 6 months of nothing. In 8 days made $4,000. It was interesting because the approach that I used before, obviously, wasn't working, but the approach that I had learned, obviously, did work. Because every person that I brought into the business started at the highest level possible to getting started. Where prior to that, no one started anywhere. So this was nice and exciting. The next month, I figured all I would do is bring people to that same training seminar that taught me. Figured it would take a lot of time off the business versus me trying to become that trainer. Just plug people into the trainer, and that's what I did. And I brought 11 people to Salt Lake City, Utah, And those people came out and they built a business. They started doing presentations. They got over their excuses. They totally clobbered fear. They talked to people everywhere they went. They ran advertisement. They presented the business themselves. They closed the people. They just stepped up and made it happen. All of a sudden this intense desire rose up out of them and they made it work. Well, after that, my check went to $11,000. The following month, I just kept bringing people back to those trainings, and my check, my third check was $15,000, then my fourth check was over $20,000. Now here I'm 21 years old, figuring I need to complete the rest of my life, decide to go off and get married, want to have some kids. My husband had a different idea about marriage. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt with $2.03 left to my name. As a direct result of marrying him, my business was stolen from me. So I lost everything, had no job, no nothing. We had just moved to the state of Hawaii, and I knew nobody, had no job, no money coming in, no nothing. Totally, completely devastated, 50 pounds overweight, $2.03 to my name. From December 1st to the 25th, I just whined, cried, murmured, and complained and bought into all of my pity and victim instead of stepping up and being the victor. Well, after 3 weeks, I got sick of it. Oh, I got so upset with myself when I saw the people that I had surrounded myself with. I looked at everybody that I was hanging around with and just got upset with myself. And December 26th, started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. What more importantly than what I didn't have was a lot of desire, a lot of desire to get out of a rut, desire to get off of being pitiful, desire to quit being a victim, the desire to quit giving in, the desire to get over being mediocre. And to actually dream again, to step out again, to do something different again. And passion and desire started to stir in me that day that I built that new business, literally, from a handwritten script, a handwritten flyer, and 25 people called a little flyer in 3.5 hours. 24 out of 25 people said, yes, I want it, and I want it now. Made $1,200 the very first day. First 10 hours, made $2,000. In the next 30 hours, made $6,500. First full-time month, made over 10 grand. By the end of my first year, made over $250,000. And in my second year, went on to make my first million by the time I was 23. That was the first 2 years. That was amazing. It really was, and it was a blast, not to mention. It was very exciting. But what can you say about that? I mean, here you take this young woman who leaves an afflicted home full of abuse, who doesn't believe in anything, including herself, start her in a business, in an industry, show her how after 6 months of failure. Use the how to make it happen. And then in a very short period of time, becoming a millionaire by the time she's 23. Isn't that amazing how that can happen? Only in our country, I believe. It's an amazing nation that we have the freedom to be able to do things like that. Well, went on to make millions beyond that while having 5 children. I am a mother of 5, married, met my husband in the business, and have raised my kids through building a business, literally part-time. The last 8 years of my career have been very part-time, and the first 7 of my years was crazy. So tonight I want to talk about some 5 simple steps to creating a business that is very profitable, and it's really 5 very simple steps. And we talked about this in Los Angeles, and I want to help some of you tonight to just really grasp the simplicity of the opportunity that you have at hand, the business model that you're working, to keep it simple so that it moves quickly. When businesses grow slowly, it's usually because of 1 of 2 things. 1, because people are not presenting the opportunity to people, or 2, they've complicated it so much that people are paralyzed by too much information and can't get started presenting that opportunity to people. So tonight I hope to break that mold of complication and bring in a new mold of simplicity so that your business can grow quickly. Because if it's too complicated, that's a major hindrance and it will not grow. And it will not grow fast, let alone grow at all. So, but if you keep it simple and you run a very simple, duplicatable model, then it can grow very quickly and duplicates even quicker. In fact, it's so funny. There was a gal that I had coached last week. Man, her husband came home and started working the business, and he instantly started duplicating these presentations that he was doing actually in the home. Fast. Like by the third generation, people were already doing it themselves within a week. And that's totally possible. I've watched that and done that for many, many years. So here's 5 simple steps to building a business. You ready? Number 1 is the initial contact. that initial contact is very important. The initial contact with somebody, now, you know, obviously you've already been on your company training calls and they've all told you to make a list of resources, a list of contacts. Either that or they told you to purchase leads from lead vendors like Cutting Edge Media. If you want to know more about them, you can go to our site, which is DannyJohnson.com. Look for our list of vendors right there. Jason Cole will be happy to take care of you. If you don't already have a vendor or you don't already have somebody to take care of you at Cutting Edge, which I know some of you already do, ignore what I'm saying. But for those of you that don't, you can go to our site and check out the vendors that are there. These are people that are very committed to your success in supplying really good quality leads for you. Now, obviously, that has a lot to do with your skill level, which is what I'm here for, is to help increase your skill. Their job is to supply good leads for you. And I believe they do a great job of doing that. Anyway, so the first one is the initial contact. So if you've already got your list of resources, you should have a list of already of about 200 people on that list of resources, or you've already purchased leads from various different lead vendors, or you have met people casually as you're out and about, you know, taking care of the family, running errands, whatever, and you've made contact with people in that way. The initial contact, I'll just go through that very quickly. In the initial contact, you're basically looking for a few things. And what you're looking for is, number one, you're looking for their need. Number two, you're looking for their strengths. Number three, you're looking for their goals. And number four, you're looking to make a connection between you and them and between them and your business opportunity. So it works something like this. Let's just say for a moment that that you get on the phone and you are working a cold lead through a lead vendor. And you're using, for example, I know many of you already have our script book that you've already purchased online, and for those of you that don't, we have a script book. It has 16 different scripts in it. A very powerful script that's been going through the whole industry, who has really changed the face of the industry, is our script on page 2, which is our prospecting script, and that can be used for cold or warm market, meaning people that you know or people that you don't know. And that script basically is going to give you the information that you need for them to get started. And they really will tell you what they want to hear. They really will tell you what you need to tell them to get started. And it sounds something like this. When you make that initial contact, and whether it's, again, cold or warm, doesn't matter, but you're looking for their needs, their strengths, their goals, and you're looking to make a connection and connect them to your business, it looks something like this. Let's say that you ask them, you know, are you currently working a home-based business? And they say, well, no, I'm not. Well, what do you do for a living? Well, I am a carpenter. Really? Do you like what you do? No, I hate what I do. Why? What is it that you don't like about what you do? It's inconsistent, and it's seasonal. So I'm tired of the inconsistent income. I've got a family to raise. Really, what do you like about what you do? Well, I like completing things. I like the money I make when the season is hot. Okay? And so I'm going to write those things down in that initial contact, because these are two things. He just told me his need was to have a consistent income. He just told me that that he likes completing things, which means that he's a man of commitment. He's someone who is determined. You can't complete things unless you are those two things. He has ability to focus, things like that. So I'm writing down those things as his strengths. And let's say that I ask him, you know, well, are you, and this is, again, this is an acronym that we use. It's called Family Occupation Recreation, and this is something that I had learned a long, long time ago, I think in my first Saturday training. But family, talking about the family, you know, are you married? And he just said he had kids and he's got a family to raise, so really, how many kids do you have? And he's going to say, oh, I have 3 kids. Really, what are their ages? And I'm just really trying to get him to talk about himself, to talk about the things that are important to him. And while I'm getting to do that, I'm finding out information that is necessary to bring him to step number 2. So he says, I have 3 kids, and he tells me, you know, what their ages are, and I find out that he's got a kid that within 5 years is going to be going to college. So that's another need, okay? Then the recreation one, and this is optional on the prospecting with the cold market. It's totally 100% necessary when you're talking a warm market. Hey, have you been golfing lately? And chances are Jim is going to say, no, I can't golf. It's too expensive, and I just don't have any time because I'm always working so hard when I'm working and bored stiff when the season is low, but there's no money. So I wish I had money during the low season so I could have more fun, but it just doesn't work that way. So that's what he says. Okay, so then what happens is that all I do is repeat back to him the things he said to me in the form of his needs, his strengths, and his goals. So I'm going to say to him, you know, Jim, it's real interesting that you were saying that you really wish that you had more of a consistent income. I actually happen to work with a company that has some things available. I don't know if you have the kind of quality of the person that we're looking for or not. However, it definitely is something to look into. It might be a way where you can build a consistent income even when you're in low season, where you can use your gifting of being able to focus and complete a project to where you can send that oldest daughter of yours to college when the time comes here real close. So, you know, would you be open to taking a look at a way where you can, you know, build a consistent income using your giftings with completing projects and being able to send your daughter to college in the next 5 years? What's he going to say? He's going to say, yes, I'd love to take a look at it. And why is he going to say yes? Because I just told him what he wanted. Now, here's option B. Option B is you call your friend Jim and you say, hey, Jim, I would like for you to take a look at an opportunity where you can sell some vitamins. And you can get started on my network marketing opportunity so I can make some money off of you if you're in my downline. I know some of you are like totally gagging right now. But some people say those things, believe it or not. People actually say that stuff. They do. They really, really do. Let me tell you something. You tell me which one's going to work, because if you call Jim and you say, Jim, listen, I just got started in the vitamin business. I want you to come and take a look at it so you can get started in a network marketing business because I think you'll really love it and it's very exciting and I'm having so much fun. Something's going to happen. He's going to ask you a lot of questions. Number one, how much are the vitamins? What do the vitamins do? Who makes the vitamins? Has anyone ever died off those vitamins? Those are triggers. As soon as you tell them that stuff, those are triggers right there. Okay? So, or you say, you know, network marketing. Well, if he has a bad connotation about it, then you lost him right there. Instead of in a very prestigious way inviting him to take a look at a business where he can leverage his time with other people's money and time, which is awesome. Money, time, and talent, really. So again, you tell me which one's going to work. If I blow the cat out of the bag and I tell him, you know, everything that's not important to him, or I find out what his needs are, I find out what his strengths are, I find out what his goals are, and I tell him that I may know of a company that could help him get those things. You tell me, what would you say yes to, what would you say no to? It's pretty simple. You'd say heck no to selling vitamins in a network marketing opportunity, or selling legal services, or selling whatever, selling magnets, I don't care. Unless he has a deep desire in selling those things, he's going to say no. However, I can guarantee you he has a deep desire in creating a consistent income. I know he has a deep desire in completing projects. I know he has a deep desire. Those are two words that are hard to put together. I know that he has a strong desire, there we go, for sending his daughter to college. Why? He expressed that. Those are three desires that he has. Why wouldn't he show up for a presentation? He would show up for a presentation, but if I come out with it and say, hey, Jim, I want you to take a look at a way where you can sell some magnets so we can make some money in the network marketing. You could be my downline and we'll both make money. We're going to get rich, buddy. What's he going to say? Well, okay, let's say by chance that he has this amazing desire to sell magnets, okay? It just so happens you're selling them. Let's say that by chance he's already done a bunch of research on magnets, and boy, he was so happy that you called. Let's just say by chance that is the case, okay? That is not likely, but let's say by chance. Let's say you invite him to take a look. And let's say something comes up. And he says, I already know what it's all about. I don't need to go anyway. Boom, you got a flake. Right there. He flakes on the appointment. Flakes on the conference call or a live business presentation. Why? Because you already solved his curiosity. You already know what it's about. But if I tell him, and by the way, I am not lying when I say, hey, listen, I work with a company that could help, that is looking for some people that have some good qualities and abilities. I don't know if you have those or not, but I do know this. It is a way where you could create a consistent income so that you can send your daughter to college and you'll use your giftings and being able to complete projects. What does he know? He knows what he needs to know. He has a desire and we have a way to fill it. that's what he knows. Okay, so that's the initial contact. Okay, I know I threw out the bank on that one. Isn't that funny? And it's incredible to me. You know, oh gosh, oh, I can't wait till Dynasty. I'm not kidding you. I can't tell you the things that I have seen through these last year of what people do and say that you guys are going to just, oh, you're going to have a major, oh my gosh, I get it. Okay, so that's initial contact. Here's number two with the process, the 5 steps to building a business, 5 steps. So number one is the initial contact. I just gave you an example of making the initial contact. Listen, I could spend hours on making the initial contact. And really, it's hours teaching you what not to do. And literally minutes teaching you what to do. Seriously, I'm not joking. But if you need more help in that area, go to DaniJohnson.com. DaniJohnson.com. Or if you are like me, who don't do the website thing very well, don't do the internet thing real well, let me give you a phone number. 209-463-5210. Okay, that's where you can get some resources available to you. If you want to go online, you can get some free resources available. But if you need help with the initial contact, you need to order the script book and you need to order the North Carolina CDs. Between those two, they will help you tremendously with making that initial contact and mastering that part of the business, that part of that very simple step number one. Step number two is the business presentation. Again, I can spend hours on this, teaching you what not to do, because most people do what they shouldn't do and don't do enough of what they should. Okay, the initial business presentation, number two, the business presentation. Okay, most of you are a part of an opportunity that takes care of that for you, which is just awesome. And then some of you are not, and that's okay. I'm sure there's somebody around that does it for you. So the business presentation, really, if it's on a conference call, for example, should not be more than 20 minutes. So that business presentation tells them about the industry, about the company, about the products, and about the compensation plan, and gives supporting testimonials to prove that the products, services, or compensation work. Okay? That's a business presentation in a nutshell. All right? The purpose of the business presentation is to create an eager want in the prospect to get started in that industry with that product line, with that company, with that compensation, just like the testimonials that did before them. Okay? That's what the business presentation does. The presentation takes care of all the telling and selling for you. Write that down. The BP takes care of all the telling and selling for you, which means you're not supposed to do that. That's what it means. Let that system do it for you. Okay, so then, with that business presentation, once your prospect listens to that or sees it live in the form of a one-on-one and with a flip chart, let's say your company supports, gives you a flip chart, those are great, man, those are bada boom, bada bings. Or they do a conference call, or they do a webcast, or they do mail information, or they do live meetings, okay, in homes or in offices or in hotels, okay? Either way, it's scripted out, you stick to it, done deal, simple. It's only through that process of the business presentation. If it's live, by the way, a group-like setting should be no more than 45 minutes. If that's the case, okay, you plug them into that. That is the only place where the telling and selling is done. It is not done in the initial contact. It is not done after the business presentation. It's only done through that process. That's the commercial. Okay, that's the advertisement for the company. Then number three. Okay, number three is the follow-up and close. Number three is the follow-up and close. Now, here's how that works. With the follow-up and close, you turn to page four in your script book. And on page four of the script book basically has 6 questions. If it's a one-on-one or it's a conference call or there's less than three prospects that you're bringing through the process yourself. If you are bringing 3 or more prospects through that initial process all at the same time, then you only want to ask 2 questions, which I believe is question number 3 and question number 6. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. 3 and number 6 is what you do if you have 3 or more guests. If it's just 1 or 2 guests, then you do all 6 questions because you got time. When there's 3 or more creates urgency and literally fear of loss because they're afraid, they don't want to be the only guy that doesn't see it because there's 3 of them there plus you, they're thinking, oh gosh, I gotta do this. I don't want to say peer pressure, but, there's definitely conformity. Okay, so in the follow-up and close, it works like this. let's say I brought Jim through the business presentation. Now I'm going to ask him, Jim, and let's say that the way our company does it is through a conference call. So I just brought him through a conference call, and he listens to the conference call, and I say, so, Jim, what did you like about what you just heard? That's what I ask him. What did you like about what you just heard? Or let's say that I'm doing a one-on-one flip chart presentation. Or let's say I'm doing a group presentation. Things all done. Presentation is done. I don't care where we're at. Jim, what did you like about what you just heard? Jim's going to say, you know, I like the money. Question number two is, really? Tell me why. What about the money do you like? Well, I like that I can build a consistent income. So he says that. I like that I can build a consistent income. It sounds like that, you know, even during my slow season that I can fall back on something like this where I'm not sitting around looking for work, that I actually can build a business and replace my income during the slow season, which means that would almost double my income, and that's kind of exciting. Okay, then the third question I'm going to ask him is, Jim, do you want to make a little or a lot? Let's say Jim says, I want to make a lot. Question number four is, why? Tell me why. Because I am sick and tired of this inconsistent lifestyle. I'm sick and tired of worrying in the off season. I've raised my kids on this kind of a lifestyle, and I'm done with it. I want to send my daughter to college, and I'm serious about that. Okay? Question number five. Do you want to make... Sorry, I already asked that question. Question number five is, so, Jim, at your current job, if you continue, how long will it take you to be able to build a consistent income in the off season so that you can be able to send your daughter to college when the time has come and be able to have something solid, have a solid foundation for your family? How long will it take you, if you keep doing what you're doing right now, how long will it take you to get there? He's going to say, never. I've already been doing it for 19 years and it hasn't happened yet. Okay. All I did was repeat to him what he said he wanted. Here's number six. Where do you see yourself getting started? Do you see yourself starting off slow, you know, testing the water out? Or do you see yourself getting started on the fast track where you can maximize your profits, starting off with our kit that's $4.99, and that kit's going to make sure that you're able to earn an income quickly so that you can build that consistent income and pay for your daughter's college tuition? Is he going to say no to his college daughter's college tuition for $500? I don't think so. He's going to say, yes, I want to start off fast. That's what he's going to say. If you notice, these six questions were simply designed to get him to tell me why he needs this. I am not telling him why he needs this. He's telling me why he needs this. All I'm doing is filling his desire with a vehicle. And the vehicle is the opportunity, is the business. That's all it is. But what's so interesting is most people are out there selling their vehicle, selling their products, instead of selling people on their dreams. You're to sell people on their future and making a decision. Either they're going to continue on the same path that they're on, or they're going to make a change and make a difference and go on to a different place. And that's really it. Okay, so that's step number three. I just showed you how to do it. Come on, I showed you the whole initial contact. Showed you how to do, you know, what to plug them into a business presentation. Step three was, do need help in the area, follow up and close. Go to the site. Those two things that I told those first people to get is what, something that can help you. Okay, then number is training. Number four is training. Now, this is where it gets really tricky. This is where people completely miss it. And that's okay, because this business, like any business, is all about learning, and the mistakes that you make are only saving you thousands in the future as long as you get the right training. So number four is training. Okay, now what do I mean by training? This is where a lot of people, when I say training, depending on who you are and where you come from and how long you've been in the business, you hear a different thing. So I'm going to spell it out for everybody. Okay, number one, the training is the basics. Yes, because the basics, training the basics is totally duplicatable. Within 2 weeks of me bringing on a brand new person in my business, I had them completely through steps 1 through 4 and teaching others how to do 1 through 4. So what's the basics? Well, you teach them about your products. You tell them, these are our products. This is how much they cost. This is how you use them. That's what you do. Then you teach them about the initial contact, you know, making their list of contacts, making their list of references, their list of resources. So you help them make, you teach them how to make that list. Okay? Then you teach them how to make the initial contact. So what you do is you put a DannyJohnson.com script book in their hands and you say, here's the script book, here's the CDs, listen to this and read. Okay? So then you teach them how to do that. So again, you teach them about your products, the price of them, how to use them. Then you teach them to make a list of names. Okay? Then you teach them how to make the initial contact. You teach them how to talk to people. And guess what? You don't even have to do that. You don't even have to be the one that teaches them how to do that. The less time you spend in this kind of stuff, the more time you spend in cultivating new crops, which means you make more money. So you say, listen to this. Read this. This is how you do it. If you want to listen to me do it, come on, let's get on the phone right now. I will show you how the job is done. And you lead them by OJT in the basics, okay? Then you show them, after the initial content, then you show them how to bring people through the process. You show them how to bring people to the business presentation. Again, you're walking them through this. Or this can be done on a Saturday training if you want, okay? Walking them through the business presentation. Step number five is you show them how to do the follow-up and close, which means you say, Carol, pull out your script book, turn to page four, listen to CD number two, now watch me. That's it. Look at how simple that is, and people totally complicate it. Okay, so the follow-up and close, then that's it. That's it. Teach them how to train. All they have to do is learn how what the products are, not what's in them. Not how they work, but that they do work. You teach them how to tell stories. You teach them to make a list of names. You teach them to make the initial contact, which means hello. You hand them a script. You say follow along. Step number four, there's the business presentation. Go to it or bring people. Or if you work in a model like I did for many years, you hand them a script and you teach them how to start learning how to do that business presentation. Step number five is the follow up and close. You tell them read page number four. Simple. That's it. Okay, then here we go. Number five. That again, let me back up. Steps one through four is what causes your business to grow quickly with quick duplication. Okay, that's it right there. Keeping it simple. Initial contact, business presentation, follow-up and close, and the train. You train on the basics. I don't care how advanced you are in your business. This is so funny. I've had leaders come to me and say, you know, I'm making so much, you know, I'm making $50,000 a month. I should be able to do a training like what you do by now, Danny. Okay, that's fine. However, comma, if you stop to do what I do, they follow you, which means they turn around and they teach their 5-10 people how to do a training that they actually don't even live by themselves. Why? Because they do what you do. They don't listen to what you say. So if they see you spending a lot of time on training, which, by the way, 80% of your time, no less than 80% of your time, I like it better to be 90% of your time, should be in building your business, building a customer base. Okay, 19% of your time is in training. I like to cross over training with recruiting. Gets to kill two birds with one stone. I'm teaching my person by OJT while I'm building my business. Two things are being done at the same time, 1% of your time on problem solving. So here's the reality. The reality is, if you keep the training simple, it duplicates quickly, very, very, very quickly. The more people that you have doing 1, 2, 3, 4 every single day, oh my gosh, this is where you can get yourself going into momentum. Here's step number five, which is the development of leadership. Now that is what builds a long-term exponential business. This is what builds big incomes, is the development of leadership. This is what builds a solid foundation, is development of leadership. This is what will help your life to be less stressful and less work for you, is the development of leadership. This is what secures a long-term income, the development of leadership. This is when you can answer this question you've heard me ask. How many people do you have doing what you're doing right now? Some of you at best can say 3 or 4. Some of you have 0. Some of you have been in for a very long time and you've mastered the ability to develop leadership can say 5 or 10. But the more people that you have independent, building it without you, the more money you make and the less stress that you have. Because you've got that section done. Now you're on to the next one. Now, there's very few people in our industry who've ever mastered the ability to develop leadership. In fact, most people are under the assumption that leaders are found, not developed. Well, I've personally developed many leaders within 6 months of them being in business, completely independent of me, completely free, on their own, solving their own problems, building their own businesses, driving their own sales forces. And we did this through a very powerful system. This is where, by the way, I come in. Steps 1 through 4 is what you do, and that's what you duplicate. But step number 5 is where I come in as a partner for you, and that is the development of leadership through training seminars, which is how I did it. How I developed leadership was through a monthly training seminar called First Steps to Success, which is what we just had in LA, which is what we have coming in Salt Lake. And so my distributor field and myself, every single month, would put a tremendous amount of people through that training. Those people would come out. Now listen, most of those people, here's a prime example. Let's say that I've got my friend Carrie, who her friends and family members and people that she recruited off of advertising or whatever, they wouldn't listen to her. Why? Because the prophet is never welcome in their own hometown. That's why. So, you know, they at best, they would just, okay. And they'd show up to certain things or whatever. But then, and they'd give her excuses and whine and murmur and complain and all that stuff like everybody does. So, hello, this is a voluntary business. That's normal. But Carrie would just drive them to say, listen, you need to go to the seminar. I'm not taking no for an answer, and you need to bring people with you. And that was her whole focus, is getting people there and bringing people with her. And that's what she would tell them. Listen, you're going and you're bringing people with you. Well, I can't afford to go and I can't go. I'm busy that week. And that's fine. Then we have to find somebody to go in your place. We need to get 5 people that will represent your business, because then your business will take off without you, which what a bummer is that. So that would be Carrie's focus. Well, Carrie would put them in front of that 2-day training seminar. Those people would come out of there going, yes, Carrie. Sure, Carrie. What do you want me to do, Carrie? Anything you tell me to do, I'll do it. Now there was a better working relationship, which meant, hello, that was a leader being developed. Now she has people who want to follow. Number 2 is that these people are no longer whining, murmuring, and complaining with a bunch of excuses, which is a disease of unbelief. These people now are stepping up, and when she said, I need you to bring me 5 people by tomorrow night, done. They go and they did it. Those people then, she handed them a script and said, here's the VP, start learning it. They go and start learning it. It created a completely different flat platform between the existing distributor and that brand new rep that just got started. So that person no longer was whimpering and whining and full of fear. Instead, they broke free from fear and stepped up to the plate and took their business seriously and made a strong commitment to build. And I'm not talking about a commitment by just spending money. I'm talking about a commitment to go to work. The same exact kind of commitment that you have on your job every single day. The kind of commitment that if it's not there, you get fired. That's the kind of commitment you want your distributors to have. That it is not an option for them not to work it. If you want your reps to have that kind of commitment, you guys get emails from us all the time of people who plugged into the training and stepped up, people who were ready to quit, who because of something that they heard through our website, through the training materials, through the seminar, that they went, oh my gosh, I can do this. Well, we have soil here that does that for people. As a partner, we can make that happen. So like Carrie, for example, she's made several hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last 8 years that she's been in. Started as a single mom, flight attendant, has business of thousands of people that span the globe worldwide. How did she do that? Instead of her trying to be the seminar person, she plugged them into it. And when she plugged them into it, all she had to do was go home and do 1 through 4, 1 through 4, 1 through 4, 1 through 4. Less stress, less pressure, less work. Come on, how many of you want business with less stress, less pressure, less work? Where all you have to do, I can feel a burden being lifted off of many of you right now. Where all you have to do is the initial contact, the business presentation, the follow-up and close, and teach the basics. That's it. Listen, I will tell you, because I've worked with hundreds of leaders, that a big burden on their back is carrying their people, carrying the cares of their people on their backs. You don't have to do that. You absolutely don't have to do that. There is a system that helps them to step up, that helps them to confront those issues, to grow. There's a system, there's a place that causes them to get over all of that stuff, and you didn't have to be the person that confronted them. You didn't have to be the person to straighten it out. Instead, you got to do 1 through 4, 1 through 4, 1 through 4. That's exciting, and that's a burden being lifted off your shoulders. that if you're willing to do what, for example, George and Kathy, who I'm thinking they should be on the line with us here right now. In fact, let me just do that right now. Hey, Marla, are you on the line with us?
I am.
You're so awesome. Do we have Kathy or George with us?
I believe we have both. Kathy and George, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, this is George. Hi.
Great. Hey, George, how are you?
Very good.
Good. So good to hear your voice.
Pardon me?
I said so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Kathy, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
We're doing awesome. We're excited. Hey, George, can you just tell us, you know, you have spent a lot of years in the industry. You have seen a lot of things, and I just I got to meet you a couple months ago when I was in Salt Lake City, Utah, for a little event, and you guys just really packed that event out, and then you packed out L.A. You guys have done an amazing job, and I know that anybody that is working with you knows how blessed they are. Your people absolutely love and adore you. You have obviously got some phenomenal leadership skills of developing people to believe in themselves, to move forward, to make things happen, and we're just very happy to have you a part of our team and working with us in the way that you are. Can you just share with us some things that you might have gleaned from L.A. and what your plans are right now, what you guys are doing, just to help out the people that are listening right now?
Well, I tell you, it was fantastic. I have been in network marketing since 1991, and I have been in many, many, many trainings. And I almost didn't go to the training in L.A. because I was thinking, well, I listened already to the North Carolina cities. I guess I don't have to go because I have been in many seminars. But being there, I tell you, was a great experience because we learn about many, many reasons why we sell in network marketing, but at the same time, why we can be successful. And I left from that seminar thinking to myself, wow, I spent thousands of dollars in seminars, and the answer to many of my questions, or basically most of my questions on building the business, were in a 199 seminar. I can't believe it. that's so powerful. And you know, the neat thing is that we are learning not only how to build the business step by step how to improve our life too. And also, at the same time, we are having a lot of fun. And that's something that was incredible because we have so much fun there we didn't want to leave. I mean, I remember you were telling us that one time you did a seminar until 5 o'clock in the morning. We wanted to be there until 5 o'clock in the morning. And the other thing that I love is that really we learn we can help our organization to become better and to help other people to be successful in our businesses. And at the same time, we learn how to really make big money because we see the potential of network marketing. The potential is not only a couple of thousand dollars a month. We are talking about millions of dollars that can be earned because you did that, and many people have done that. And although the last 15 months I have earned a good chunk of income, over 200,000, I tell you, the knowledge that I got in this seminar, in these 2 days, I'm going to propel my business at very big heights, and mostly because I know people in my organization are going to learn this. The skills that we got there, the skills that are going to help us for the rest of our life. And I know, as you can notice, I am very excited. And we had a meeting this past Saturday, and Kathy and I couldn't stop talking about you. Mm. We have about 80 people there, but they have to shut us down, basically. We really believe that this seminar is going to take the business of anybody that's listening to the call to the next level. And that's why I invite everybody to be here in Salt Lake City the 16th and the 17th. You are going to learn a lot. You are going to have a lot of fun. And you are going to have the basics on how to become a millionaire in this business. And that's why I'm so excited.
Man, thank you so much. I mean, you really covered everything. So awesome. And here's what's amazing to me. You know, George, you've been a six-figure income earner in the industry since what year?
I started in 91, but in the last 5 years.
So for the last 5 years, you've been in the network marketing industry, in the direct selling industry, in whatever people like to call it, and you've been a six-figure income earner,
yep.
Which means that you've done a great job. I mean, you've done an awesome job. I mean, even right now, I mean, your income is amazing after only 15 months with your current opportunity. But the thing is that is so amazing to me was the quality of who you were as a person. You're absolutely teachable, absolutely hungry, and like you say, you spent thousands of dollars on trainings and conferences, and here in a $197 weekend, you got it, you know, which is amazing. And I remember you telling me, you know, you, I teach personalities in the seminars, and there's lots of people that teach personalities. There's tons of them, and Dynasty will go even deeper on that stuff. But it's the application of it that applies directly to the business that we're all a part of. And I remember you leaving the seminar, and you went and called somebody, and you said that this is a lady that lives 45 minutes away from L.A., and you guys all drove from Salt Lake City, Utah. You had a lady that sold a car in order to come. I mean, you had amazing stories. In fact, I think I want you to share some of that. You had amazing stories of what people did in order to come, not to mention driving from Salt Lake City, Utah, all the way to L.A. Talk about no excuses. Talk about making it happen. Tell us about that.
Well, we have a distributor that she said that she was going to do whatever it took to get down there to L.A. She didn't have any money. Her husband sold the car, and that's the way that they got the money to get down there. And I have another distributor that she got the money, but at the last minute she was hit with a huge bill of over $2,000. But she said, oh, you know, I ain't committed to be down there, and she also came with us. And there are some similar stories, but they came up with so much excitement, so much enthusiasm. For example, one of the distributors, she always been shy. She's been the typical shy person anyway. And she came from there, and she was laughing her head off. We didn't recognize her. We were laughing ourselves just to look at her laughing. She was excited because she said, you know what? Now I know I can do this. I know I can do this. And that's something that we saw in many other people. What you were saying about the personalities, I apply it several times. As a matter of fact, I would not be surprised that we have at least 20 people so far that are going to be going to this seminar in Salt Lake City just because I applied what we learn about personalities.
Really?
Sometimes I was talking like very analytic, of course, talking about all the possibilities and step 1, 2, 3, and 4. Other times I was talking about helping the people and helping the whales. Well, no, I and sometimes I'm very excited, or sometimes talking about the money that people can make. Because I realized that I always was talking to the people most of the time in the same way. But everybody has a hot button, and it depends on their personalities. And we have a lot of people that are going to be coming, because now I could talk their language.
Yeah.
And some of them are coming from California.
Wow! Isn't that just amazing? And, you know, the way I explain personalities, because there's lots of great training on personalities, and that's fine. But it's one thing to know the application of it and to know that all four personalities have a different language. And when I explain it that way, that, you know, one personality speaks French, one speaks German, one speaks English, one speaks Spanish. And if you got a guy who speaks German trying to talk to someone who only understands Spanish, you're not going to get very far. And especially, you know, I felt like we'll go through that again, and then in Dynasty even go into greater detail about that. But look at you, already have got 20 people just from applying that. Just that one little thing. I mean, that makes a $197 weekend worth it when you can get one thing that can impact your business that well.
Right, right. It's so powerful. And I tell you, the reason we learned so much about the personalities is because we see how the people are reacting. We are sitting there and we are looking at the people and we say, whoa, now I understand. You don't have even to say anything. We are looking at the four groups there.
Yep.
Whoa.
I know. It's really funny how they respond to things. That's exciting.
Sorry, by the way. I don't want to take Kathy's time.
Go ahead.
Kathy, are you there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
You're just doing awesome. I was just letting you go.
Kathy, you're going to get your turn to go, because I know you can.
Okay, but anyway, I must encourage everybody to be at this meeting, the 2 days, because, again, your business is going to go to the next level. And I tell you, the more you do this, I have done only one, but I believe that the more we do this seminar, the more we listen to the CDs, everything is going to make more and more sense, and of course it's going to become part of us. It's when I was listening to the North Carolina tapes or CDs after I came back, a lot of things made more even sense, even that I was there, but I was listening before to those CDs, but everything makes much more sense. And it's why I tell you had to be there. It is not the same to listen to the CDs. It's not even close. The CDs are fantastic, but by being in person, you're going to get that extra energy, extra understanding of what you are learning. That I tell you, nothing is going to stop you, nothing.
That is so exciting, George. I love it. And again, guys, you're listening from a guy that's already a six-figure income earner in the industry. You know, so that's got to tell you something. Kathy is also, she's actually what I would call a rookie in the business, who has had phenomenal success. I mean, this woman has blown my mind. Mostly, I mean, obviously her results are amazing. She is just now nearing a seven-figure in her business. She's only been in for 2 years, had never done this kind of business before, and has done an absolute awesome job. But this is the most impressive thing about Kathy. Totally humble. No ego trips. I never in a million years would have guessed that she was who she was in that room. You know, usually people that make a lot of money, you know, they pop their chest. They're going to prove how the speaker doesn't know anything. They're going to prove how they're better. It's just usually dealing with some serious pride. Kathy and George did not at all. And there were several other leaders that were there also that were near six figures. Patience Constance, by the way, who was there. I mean, she wrote me this note afterwards. I had no idea this girl made the kind of money she did. Made $94,000 her second year in her company. $89,000 her first year in her company. I mean, whoa, total rookie to the industry. Done an amazing job. But just, man, their level of humility and teachability and just wanting to learn and wanting to improve so they could be better for their people. This is Kathy, and Kathy's just done, wow, an awesome job. Her and I had a coaching appointment actually last week, too. Kathy, can you just tell me just a little bit about what you told me when we had our coaching appointment? What's happened since L.A.? What got you in L.A.? You know what I mean? And just go for it.
Well, I'll tell you, we have been struggling here with just a little background. Starting out in the beginning in the company, I had no expectations, no idea what I was doing, just having a lot of fun, getting a lot of people on the product and having great results. And no expectations was the key because I didn't care. And all of a sudden, I am generating this awesome organization and this awesome income and didn't really know what I was doing. So as I started to learn to start to grow my organization, I'm still working with my warm market and I'm, you know, working with my friends and my family and bringing on other people that are becoming really good friends that I'll be friends with forever. And a lot of them are on this call tonight. And just having fun and trying to build this business. And I said the T word, but that's kind of how it's been. Well, all of a sudden, since the first of the year, we started going, okay, we need to have trainings, and we need to have seminars, and we need to have trainings, and, you know, we need to reinvent the wheel, and we need to figure out what to do now, and just kind of got caught up in this big whirlwind because most people don't understand that most of my leaders and the people that I work with have never had any network marketing experience either, or very little. And so we're all trying to float around here and trying to decide what to do next, what to get to the next level. So we have had, Danny, we have had speaker, after personal development speaker, and this person, that person, these calls, that call, and trying to get people to understand that they need to go out and talk to people and teach them how to talk to people. So when you were coming to Salt Lake City with Cutting Edge, I was actually attending a wedding in Idaho, and so I wasn't going to be able to come, but I swear I told my sister Kim, I'm not going. I've had enough of the training after training after training. I'm really frustrated. And I said, it's the same old, same old. People are going to come out and go, oh, yeah, that was really cool, but they're not going to know how to apply themselves. And like I told you on the call, yeah, it's great to be a six- or seven-figure income earner, but if I'm not developing any, is that any fun?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about people that I love and care about that I want to see reach their dreams. Are they reaching them? No. And so after so many trainings and so many things and me being the leader and me taking on all the pressure of trying to help my group get where they need to be, people that I love, I was done. I said, I'm over it. I want to go to work, and I don't know how. I know how I did it, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do it the way I did it, but I'm just going to go. I can't go to any more training. And she said to me, I'm going to go, and I feel the same way you do, but I've got to go to support George because George has been to everything we've ever had and everything we've ever done, and I really feel like he's been so great, I'm going to go for him. That's the only reason Kim went. And when she got done just after the hour and a half of you, I got a 10-minute message on my voicemail. I started talking to her. I thought she was having a conversation. I forgot it was her. It was my voicemail because she was going on and on and on. I started answering her. And I thought, she's nuts. She's crazy. And I was very intrigued. Well, then the seminar came up for LA, and I just kept thinking, oh, I cannot go. I don't want to leave my kids again. I've been traveling a lot. I'm stressed out. My husband's going to be out of town. And something just kept nagging at me. And I'm telling you, Thursday morning, I pulled up my email and I got an email from DannyJohnson.com and it said something about not wanting to miss LA. And I clicked on it and there were some testimonials and I started listening to it. Something on that testimonial clicked for me. And I'm like, dang it, I'm there. I can't do this. I've been listening to her training calls. to listen to your CDs hum there. I booked my flight Thursday night for Friday night. And George still doesn't know how I got the hotel room because they told him they were sold out. But I got a room. And I was in L.A. Friday night at 8 o'clock. And I'm telling you, I can't believe I almost missed it. I was so completely blown away all 2 days. I just could not believe it. I just kept sitting there shaking my head going, I've been doing it all wrong. I mean, can you imagine? With the success that I've had, I'm doing it all wrong. That's what I'm thinking. I can't believe it. But you know why? We've been wandering around trying to figure out how to get people to duplicate me, which is not duplicatable. I was very fortunate and very lucky to have happened what happened to me, and I love people, and I've, you know, developed, you know, 8 executives. My personally enrolled, I have 8 executives. But if they don't know how to develop people, and they don't have something that people can duplicate and start to build and see success, we're just, you know what, my whole analogy is, I've been driving around in a car that I haven't been driving, and I don't know where it's going, but it's going somewhere. And you know what? After L.A., I'm in the driver's seat. I'm driving the car. And I know that I can sit down with people and show them how to make an extraordinary amount of money. And they're going to be able to do it. It's not just in theory. It's not just in luck. They are going to be able to do it. And like I told you on the call, Wednesday I enrolled 4 new people into my business. And I did it with your script book. And there were people that I was supposed to call and follow up with that I probably wouldn't have called and followed up with, Danny, because I have this fear of if I get them in and I get them excited and I can't give them a way to build their business that's going to work for them, what do I look like and what kind of leader am I?
Mm-hmm.
And now I have that. I have that. And so I can talk to anybody because I know I have a system that's going to help them and show them how to be successful.
It is so awesome that people are hearing this, and I don't know, oh, gosh, and some of them don't even realize how blessed they are to be hearing both of your testimony right now because they're hearing from leaders what leaders struggle with. And that's a reality, that we want our people to succeed. We want them to be able to do what we've been able to do. And there's almost this burden and this guilt that's on our shoulders of saying, hey, you know, you don't really know when you sign them up. Are they going to do it or can they do it? And if they do want to, can I show them how to do it? That's always the thing that's nagging at us. And, you know, obviously, when you came to First Steps, I mean, you discovered a way to be able to develop other people is what you discovered. And the way that you had been developed, you saw your results and went, hello, I want a lot of people being able to do what I do. Me, in other words, and I love your heart, Kathy, and I love George's heart for the same reason. And my heart is the same, is that I'm not here for me. I'm here because I want people to succeed. I don't need to sign somebody else up so I can make my check fatter. My check's already fat enough. That's like, I'm beyond that already. I want to see others get to 6 and 7 figures. And that's your true heart, and that's what you're doing, and that's why you have succeeded the way you have. Your passion for your business is awesome. And you told me that you know, you hadn't sponsored people for quite a while just because of that. That, you know, what can I show them to do other than swallow some products and tell some stories? You know, I want to really develop a business.
Right, maybe they'll get lucky.
Which is probably what you thought happened to you.
Right.
You know, so, and you know that doesn't happen very often. So, you know, you feel bad selling something that is based on luck. Now you're giving them something that's based on skill. And anybody can learn skill. Anybody can. I don't care where they are, where they come from, or what they lack. Everybody can develop a skill that can help them to succeed in an unusual way. And that's where, this is awesome and exciting. So anyway, we've gone over our time. Kathy and George, thank you so much for sharing your hearts. Thank you so much for sharing your success. Sharing the tips that you shared tonight, a lot of people identified with you no matter where in the business that they're at. Even brand new people feel bad about getting people started because they don't know what to do with them afterwards. And so if you have any of those concerns, please meet us up in Salt Lake. Again, go to DannyJohnson.com, register as a free member next Monday. We will be here at the same conference call, same time. If you'd like for us to cover a specific topic next week, email me and let me know what topic you'd like to see us cover, and we'll see what we can do about making that happen. God bless you guys. Have an awesome and prosperous week, and we will see you guys in Salt Lake City, Utah, or at Creating a Dynasty in South San Francisco. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Goodbye.